Okay, let's see. Not too far from South Hill. Tom in Auburn. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I have one big question to ask you. Yesterday at my urologist, he told me that I had a mass, not a cyst, but a mass on my left kidney. And so his solution is to have it removed. And I'm trying to find out if there's a way to reverse that, or what can I do to try to avoid having a kidney removed?
The number one and number two expert on cancers at Tahoma Clinic are Dr. Lampson and Sherman. Now, I'm mentioning them, I'll tell you the reason I'm mentioning that instead of me. But first, Dr. Lampson was professor of oncology at Bastyr University for over 20 years. He decided to be a professor and dealing with the students. He would like to practice, and so he's been with us now since 1989, and that man does intensive research into scientific literature, and he tells us all about it, which we all appreciate, but we can't remember it all. He can. If anybody knows, it would be either Dr. Lampson or Dr. Sherman, who was head of the Bastyr Clinics until the 1980s. And he also does a lot of research into cancer. Now, the reason I don't do so much, sir, is because of what's called the Washington State Medical Disciplinary Board. And doctors, that is MD doctors, and I happen to have, along with the, I happen to have a license, and so is my cat and dog, but that's another story. I happen to have a license from the medical board here in Washington. And if MD doctors start doing stuff that's not standard of care, chemo, radiation, etc., for cancer, that state board sometimes comes after them like a son of a gun and suspends their licenses. Very fortunately, the naturopathic board doesn't do that to ND doctors. And besides that, Dr. Lampson and Sherman are extremely well qualified. So I check with one of them, sir.
Okay. I haven't seen Dr. Sherman before, so I can do that. Second question, more minor. I also was diagnosed a week ago with stage 3 arthritis in my left thumb. I don't know, didn't know there were stages. Is there anything that can be done with that as well, with arthritis, to reverse
Yeah,
that?
tell me a little bit more about it, sir. It's in the left thumb. Is it at the joint where the thumb joins the palm of the hand, or is it the next joint out, or where is it, or is it both?
In the pad, really the thumb pad area.
And when you squeeze on that thumb pad, does that hurt?
Yes.
Okay, now would you please squeeze on your right thumb pad, and does that hurt even a little, or does it not hurt?
Very tiny little bit, yes.
Okay, now I have no clue why this is, but I have been in practice for 43, almost 44 years now. And one of the things that is not in the scientific books, but I've just noticed over time, is that when people have pain in one thumb joint, even if the pain in the other thumb joint isn't near as bad, if there's still some, if there's some pain there too, that oddly enough, a series of injections of vitamin B12, and the pain usually fades away in a few weeks. Now, how did I notice that? Because somebody told me. People who come to Tahoma Clinic who are over 60, we really do recommend the stomach acid test for them, because Dr. Nancy Van Zandt from the Mayo Clinic, no less, reported in 1932 or 33 that by the time we get to be 60, half of us, the stomach acid is starting to decline. It's the one thing that declines with age that just gets totally ignored in conventional medicine. They know about testosterone going down. They know about estrogen hormones going down. But they totally ignore this, even though it's from the Mayo Clinic. Now, what that's got to do with your thumb, sir, is that when the stomach acid goes down, the ability to absorb vitamin B12 taken orally or in the food goes down too. And that's why there's so many of us who are over 60 who are getting B12 shots. We're not getting B1 shots, B3 shots, B7 shots. And there are 12 B vitamins. Because the only one that requires is this very special absorption factor. The only one is B12, and that very special absorption factor is made in the same stomach cells that make acid. So when the acid goes down, B12 absorption goes down, And somebody who had low stomach acid, and we always recommend B12 shots to those folks because it usually helps their energy, told me that in his case, all this thumb pain that he hadn't told me about because no doctor could ever help him with it had gone away after a few weeks of B12 shots. So I had a few other people try it, and what do you know, it works.
Okay. That sounds good. I will do that too. So.
Yep. Check all with right. Dr. Sherman on that one.
Okay. I can see him on both. I haven't seen him for a while, so I can touch bases. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the information, Dr. Wright.